doing the math on mating disruption for naval orangeworm in almonds. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of that vast ag information network. David Haviland is a UCANR farm advisor in Kern County, specializing in entomology.
A lot of work's been done here. We know it's effective. We know the results are predictable. So this is work that was funded by DPR and by the Almond Board.
And they looked at 6 years of data.
Damage reductions are real. 50% is kind of on average. If you're up in larger acreage plots, it can be higher than that. But the key thing for me with the main disruption is when all the economics were run. So they showed that main disruption is affordable. So the break-even point's 1%.
And here's more math on that subject.
So I can tell you, if you did not use main disruption this year and you had more than 1% damage, you would have more money in your pocket right now if you had invested in mating disruption than by not investing, okay? So your returns would have been greater than your investment. So that's why I mentioned early on, a lot of people say that they look at it as what it costs, but when you look at it as an investment and what you're getting back from it, that's where it makes a lot of sense to use it. I know that's difficult when you're in a year where you're trying to cut every cost possible, but the risk of omitting that cost and not gaining the returns from it can be much more devastating.
So if you're not using mating disruption for naval orangeworm, contact your pest control advisor. Give you some advice. It may pay off in a big way. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.